The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. I sometimes walk through the toy aisles in stores just to see what children and young people are playing with. It was an eye-opening truth to me 30 years ago when I realized that what children play with is what they will become. Heroes, whether real or imaginary, will shape your children's thinking. And the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what kind of heroes are you giving to your child? Are they sports heroes who are on the scene only a brief time and whose character, like Tiger Woods, might not at all be what you would want them to be? Or are you giving them rock stars like Miley Cyrus? I noticed her full-length picture in the Walmart clothing section the other day. Her skirt was super short, her breasts were plainly showing, and I thought, how could any caring parent want their little girl to look to Miss Cyrus as an example to follow? Certainly not anyone who understands God's plan for their child. Who should be the heroes in a child's life? Well, first, their parents should be their heroes. A son should see such a godly example of manhood in his father so as to want to be like him. Likewise, a daughter should see such an example of a godly wife and mother in her mother so as to want to be like her. Children will form their first ideas of the roles of a husband and wife as well as the roles of a father and mother through the example of their parents. What kind of model do they see in you? A biblical model or a worldly model? Even such a godly child as Samuel the prophet was influenced by the backslidden priest Eli because Eli was the example of a father Samuel saw the most. Eli didn't rear his sons according to the scripture. Thus, Samuel didn't rear his sons according to the scripture. And the failure of Samuel's sons is what caused the nation of Israel to give away the liberty of their biblical republic in exchange for a monarchy. So I ask you, why not prepare children of the next generation to rule by their holy walk in government halls? Why not teach them to reason from the scripture about governmental issues while they are children? In the early 1900s, humanists committed to work through the education system so they could shape the minds of children to believe in atheism and socialism. They've been very successful throughout the last four generations. Why can't we use the same principle and start really working to teach children how to think biblically about every area of life, including government? Why can't we use the stories of great people in the past, including America's founding fathers, to fix in our children's minds that they have a destiny from God, and that He is willing to live His life through them to achieve that destiny? Let's give them heroes they can be inspired by. The Jewish king Josiah was inspired while only 8 years old by the life of his ancestor King David. Josiah, when he was king, would be used by God to restore to his nation true worship, which in turn produced true peace and prosperity. Young Jeremiah would be inspired by Josiah's life, and he would answer the call of God to be God's spokesman to his generation. Then Daniel would be inspired by Jeremiah's life. Daniel would shape the life of two heathen kings by his ability to reason from God's truth, and he would prosper even in a land of captivity. If we take away godly heroes from children, how can we expect them to be more than selfish beings who will work their own destruction? Will you give your children godly role models in your own example and in the education you give them? It may mean you'll have to homeschool your children, or put them into a Christian school. Will you do it, whatever the cost? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That is heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.